They're going to upgrade the bus shelter in Convoy, and they're also going to provide a new bus shelter in the Diamond and Castle Fan. And these bus shelters now are of far higher standard than they were before. They're raised platforms and the proper. You'll see them all around the country there this last couple of years. I'm critical of our own council. I think we were slow to get off the ground. There was opportunities to get outsiders to come and provide bus shelters that would put advertising them on it. Buncrana done that some time ago. We're advised the last two or three years to hold back, not to be going down that line, that they will be funding common farm bus shelters to the National Transport Authority. I would have thought that the main road, say from Belfast to Lifford or Belfast to Letterkenny, that there's thousands of people every week, school children going to colleges, elderly people going to, you know, the various towns and that. And I see it myself here in Kellygarden, Kellyfun, Lifford, the amount of people that are standing, waiting, both young and old, standing in the rain, morning and evening, and no bus shelters whatsoever. It is ridiculous. Lifford has some, Balfour Stour has some, the Letterkenny, but Kellygarden, Castlefan have none, and it is a bit ridiculous. I'm just disappointed it's taken this long. I look at Sligo and Leitrim and other and Cavan, and I have seen lots of new bus shelters that never were there before, and they're not even all on the main routes. And I've been saying that to the council, but we have been given a promise that as soon as these ones are built now, that they will be looking now at a priority for national primaries such as Castlefan and Kellygarden, that they will be doing. The funding will be coming directly from the National Transport Authority, because we're trying to encourage more and more people to use public transport. But, you know, you can't be standing there for 10, 20 minutes in the rain. You know, just that's off-putting for people. Like, you have to have a good bus service, a linked up integrated bus service that you can carry to another bus, but you can't be left standing and wet in the rain. So this is the very least if we are to move forward. So it's something that my colleagues and I will be keeping the pressure on.